listening to The Hub on Art, and it's time now for the latest arts news, Claire Nichols. Now, Claire, most of the art we talk about on this show is earthbound, but you've got news of some art in space.
I do. Here it is, taking off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So that is a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket taking off from California earlier this week. And you might know, Eddie, that SpaceX is the privately owned space project run by the entrepreneur Elon Musk. So this rocket, it's carrying 64 satellites, two of which are particularly relevant to our interests because they are both pieces of art. One is called Orbital Reflector. It's created by the American artist Trevor Paglen. And the idea is that once this satellite is in orbit, a door will open on the satellite and this giant diamond-shaped balloon will inflate. And the balloon is big enough and shiny enough that it will reflect light back to Earth. So the hope is that we'll be able to see it with the naked eye. The other work is called Enoch. It's created by Tavara Strachan. This is a gold Egyptian jar with a bust on top, and it's also connected to a satellite. This piece is a tribute to Robert Henry Lawrence Jr., who was the first African-American astronaut selected for any national space program. Sadly, he died in a training accident in 1967, so his dream of going to space was never realised.
Oh, that is sad. And how long will the thing stay in orbit?
The first piece is expected to orbit for about 2 months before it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, while the second work, Enoch, could orbit for up to 7 years. And what's cool about this is it's actually going to communicate with these orbs, these glass orbs that have been installed on top of schools around the world. So when the piece passes overhead, they'll light up. How amazing would that be to see?
Just, it is so beautiful. And finally, the moon has a little bit of competition. Claire, who's the winner of this year's Turner Prize?
The British artist Charlotte Prodger, she won the £25,000 Visual Art Prize, which is awarded by the Tate Britain in London. And she won for a series of short video clips all shot on her iPhone. So these clips include the Scottish countryside filmed from inside a train window, a cat. And here she is telling the Tate why she thinks the iPhone can be a sculptural object.
You can flip it mid-shot. Your fingers get in the shot, they're fleshy, they're like right here when they're on the screen. And you can see the blood inside your finger if you cover the tiny lens. You touch and rub the screen to alter the exposure. And if you're filming in a landscape and the wind is pushing the tiny microphone to its limit, like ripping it, and if you try and do a static shot, you see your body breathing.
Charlotte Prodger there. Well, Claire, I'm just not going to think of an iPhone in there quite the same way again. But the National Portrait Gallery, they've also won a prize. What's that for?
They've won the William M.B. Berger Prize for British Art History for one of its books. So the winning book is called Dempsey's People, a Folio of British Street Portraits, 1824 to 1844. It was written by David Hanson from the ANU, based on his research into the little-known portraitist John Dempsey and his watercolour portraits of British street people. So the MPG was the publisher of the book, and the director of the gallery, Angus Trumbull, was there in London to pick up the prize, which did win against some stiff competition.
Well, congratulations to them. And speaking of Angus Trumbull, he's the director of the National Portrait Gallery, but not for much longer?
No, he finishes at the end of the week, so winning this prize is a pretty spectacular way to go out. Of course, Karen Quinlan is the next person for the job. She's been the director of the Bendigo Art Gallery for the last 18 years, and we spoke about her a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I remember that. And Vale Robert Morris.
Robert Morris, the American sculptor, has died at the age of 87. He's been credited as one of the founders of minimalism. He'll be missed, so a man ahead of his time in many ways.
And so this exhibition that he was famous for, his exhibition at the Tate Britain in 1971, that series of ramps.
Yeah, he built this thing that people could play with visitors to the gallery, but everyone got injured by it, so it shut down in 4 days. It set a record.
Okay. Hey, Claire, thank you so much. Arts News with Claire Nichols.